trees in the landscape, and they're doing pretty good. So one of them would be the European hornbeam. It's generally a pest-free tree once it's established, kind of a general, like, rounded, you know, shape. It can become chlorotic if you've got high pH, high soil pH, and so that might be something where you'd want to do a test. If the European hornbeam won't work, the American hornbeam might. These have a really nice yellow, orange to red fall color. You know, they're a little bit smaller, maybe 20 to 30 feet. But a pretty nice tree. Chinese chestnut is one that I see around from time to time. It's a pretty interesting tree. Beautiful flowers in the spring. They stink, though, so that could be an issue. They look really pretty, though. I mean, it's a gorgeous tree. So if you just plug your nose and you walk by. they do have edible fruit. However, the edible fruit is encapsulated in the most hideous, horrible spiny balls. So, you know, if you don't like a sweet gum tree, you're probably not going to like a Chinese chestnut tree. But in the right location, they could be really nice.
So the fragrance is not great, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. A yellowwood tree, they tend to have cream-colored flowers early, and they'll get a golden yellow color in the fall, so that'll give you some nice fall coloration, you know, maybe change it up. From the typical maples that we're looking for that fall coloration. A persimmon tree, obviously with persimmons, you get the fruit. You know, I kind of like persimmon fruit if you get it at the right time of the year. Sometimes these trees are pretty small, but I've seen some pretty good size ones. The bark is kind of neat, I think. It's got, you know, this blocky, like almost dinosaur type skin to it. So that's kind of an interesting feature on those, but a persimmon tree would be potentially pretty nice, but again, it does have fruit, so you want to be careful where you put it. Black gum tree, this is going to give you outstanding fall color. It's great shape. It requires, you know, very little pruning because of the shape. American hop hornbeam, those are pretty nice. They can be difficult to get established, but once they're established, they're pretty stinking hardy, and they'll have a nice yellow fall coloration as well. And then a Chinese pistache tree. I've only seen, I think, like one or two of these in the Emporia area. I see them a lot more in Wichita. We are approaching the north edge of their boundary, but they have spectacular fall coloration as well. So that would be another one to maybe replace some of the maples. And then western soapberry, they get this really interesting translucent fruit. There was one of these over by Rebels North. I don't know if it's still there, though, but that might be a place you could go check one out. So
good options.
Those are kind of all my medium trees that I've got lined out for us. So hopefully everybody had their pins out and we're writing those down really quick.
Yes, indeed. Take your pick there. You know, some good options to look at as far as tree planting. And this is a good time of the year to think about planting if you're going to plant a tree, right?
You know, maybe not today, but tomorrow is looking prime.
There we go.
So, yeah, tomorrow, Thursday, get those trees in the ground.
All right. Hey, thanks, Scott. Good stuff. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, Skyler Delmont, consulting arborist, Wellness Tree Care. Wellness Tree Care, call 340-2484 or log on to wellnutstreecare.com for all the information there. And Skyler Delmont with us on Tuesday mornings here, Wellness Tree Care. KBOE Live in local sunshine, 74 degrees. Good morning, it's 749.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT Geo 15, Yokohama